you for the lovely weather.
Well, thank you, however.
We're not used to it, we don't know what's wrong.
This is Gentlemen Songsters, correct?
Yes.
Excellent.
Proud of it.
Proud of it. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Did you have fun today?
Yes.
Great time. What's the history of this chorus? Seems like there's a lot of very storied.
We're the oldest show chorus in the society.
Wow.
We have the longest running show. Since 1939.
The same show over and over again?
We should know this.
We're
there.
We're hoping to get a good one.
Yeah, we want to find a better one. So, we've been around a while.
Awesome.
Merged in two chapters in 86 and went from there.
Okay. Excellent. Like I said, this is a singing category. Any newbies in the chorus? First timers?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, a couple of first timers.
There were three.
One just went out the door.
Apparently, I said something.
Apparently.
So, real quick for our new guys in the singing category, it's relatively self-explanatory. We're listening for how well you sing in the barbershop style, intonation, our vocal skills, vocal production, how we're using our mechanism. Are we using freely produced vocals? Pretty produced sound, well supported, nice and resonant. Is that resonance creating expansion of sound, the ring, the lock and ring, and the chorus that we love in barbershop? Are we singing together in sync, getting good section unity and ensemble unity, and are we being expressive, vocally expressive, selling the message of the song believably through the use of word sounds and enunciation, pronunciation, and all that fun stuff from a vocal expression standpoint? Now I can breathe. So make them laugh and give my regrets to Broadway, correct?
Yes.
So we had you 7168 and 7067 on the scores. A lot of good stuff. Good energy. I really love the performance energy that you're bringing on stage. Obviously they're fun. These are up songs and fun songs to sing, but I've seen them done where didn't make them laugh one, make them cry, and you didn't give me that, so I really appreciated that. So lots of good stuff going on. Couple of things that we can work on is just continuing to build our section unity within the sections. Maintaining resonance all the time. One of the things I had was for one of the comments was basses that are resonating space. We're not always setting up the best foundation for the chorus all the time through the course of both songs. Of just maintaining big open free sound, not trying to be bass muscle the sound or anything. Just keeping everything open, keeping our vocal mechanism free all through our range. And give my regards to Broadway. A couple of things that on some of the dynamic changes, we'd be big and full when we're singing out, singing more or less full volume. But then when we get soft, we're not maintaining proper vocal, engagement with the breathing mechanism and the vocal mechanism, so the sound gets small instead of just getting softer. So we got this nice big sound, and then we go, and now I'm going to sing soft. Instead of, and now I'm going to sing soft. So we want to keep that engagement all the way through there. So let's jump into some singing. You guys okay with that?
Yep.
Yes.
Let's do Make Them Laugh. We'll start there. We'll try and hit both songs here.
Listen up. Listen up. On and on and on. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all
the rave.
Worked on in the last session.
Yeah.
Think. Got it? Yeah, okay, let's do it right. Also, I lost tempo with the breath.
Hey, can we hear, can I hear the basses just do your, the rage pickup?
Okay, I'll do it. Here we go.
The rage.
Except quieter.
Yeah.
With the new plan.
The rage.
Good. Sing the red for me.
The red.
So can you keep a little bit more of that pure S sound when you go to rage?
We don't
the rage. And then turn that at the end with a dip song. Try that one more time, basses.
And remember, your volume is going to be building through that. Here we go.
The rage.
You told us to do that in the beginning. Instead of saying rage, you said ret to sing reg.
Okay.
That was the baritone.
That was the baritones, but I
right.
mean.
That was just baritone.
Okay. Well,
and
well.
That was, it's okay. We're okay.
We're
we did
okay.
it.
It's all good things.
Remain calm, all is well.
Good. One more time, basses. The red, but as you sing the red, I'd like you to, just inside your mouth, just wiggle your tongue a little bit.
The rage.
I said one more time before. One more time. Now this time, just wiggle it a couple of times and then let it sit relaxed in the bottom of your mouth as you continue to lift through that phrase.
The rage.
Okay, can we start there and have the chorus come in after?
You'll be, right? Know where you are?
Yeah, you're on the other end.
The rage.
You'll be.
Can we have just the lead starting right there at the chorus?
Make him laugh. Oh, that way. Yep, that's
or
it. Here we go.
Right.
Make him laugh.
Together with me.
Make him laugh. Make him laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said, be an actor, my son. But be a comical one, now he said.
Can you bubble that phrase for me?
We do that.
Make a laugh.
Time leads, and so you're getting the tempo up here from the director. Don't pulse the bubbles on each note change. bubble happen, and the notes just change on top of that stream of air.
You got away from it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You added a beat or two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, last time, I want you to bubble the first, make him laugh, and then switch to words. Make him laugh.
Make him laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said, be an actor, my son. But be a comical one, will be standing in line.
Good. All right, good. All right, Parse, did you hear any difference in the lead sound?
It seemed to be more on top of the pitch.
More on top of the pitch?
So more connected.
More connected?
Energy.
A little more energy, fullness, yeah.
All right. All those things, there was less tension in the sound. So when we're up in our upper range, we tend to be a little tight. We're kind of reaching for some of those upper notes. We want to make sure that it's always free and open when we're up there. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. It's going to make a huge difference in that. Just in that little bit of just releasing that tension, just release tension all the time. That's when I had the basses wiggle the tongue. That's another thing. We want to release the tension. We don't want any tension in the tongue, no tension in the jaw, no tension in the neck. Just free, open sound. Good. Can we sing everybody right there? All four parts?
Make them laugh.
Sorry.
With me. Yeah.
That was not the same freely produced tone, Leeds. So if you need to bubble that first make them laugh, go ahead and do it.
Make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants, they all want to laugh. My dad said, be an actor, my son. But be a comical one, we'll be standing in line. Or that old honky-tonk monkey shine. Or you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite. And you can charm the critics, but won't ever eat. Just slip on a banana peel, they'll fall at your feet. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh.
Make them laugh, make them laugh.
Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
Wants to laugh.
My dad said someday, go for the gold. Do it before you're too old.
Can we hear basses and baritones from right there, make them roar, so right after the lead pickup?
Sure. Make them roar, make them scream.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Bass and baritone?
Bass and baritone.
Don't have it yet.
No,
yeah, we kind of
can't tell.
We're just going off the solo. That's what we're trying to find right off.
Make them roar.
Just make them scream.
Can we have the leads until we get started and they drop out?
Sure.
It's right. Well, we're the leads at that point.
But where?
From there?
Yeah, because we're just coming off our solo at that point.
Right.
That's
right. That's right.
Yeah. So
can we get it from there? Maybe. Okay. Try it, leads.
Make them roar.
Make them roar.
Make them scream, take a fall, but a wall split a steam. You start up by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till you're giggling all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face.
Good. We're getting there. Actually, let's do everybody there. It'll probably be easier.
Make them roar.
And actually, instead of words, I'm going to mess you up. I would like you to sing va va va.
Va 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 va.
Okay.
Or that.
Or that.
Va 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 va. Blah, blah, blah.
We don't know where we are.
So you got to think the words. Because we need the chords to line up, regardless of what the words sound, what the vowel sounds are. We need those chords to line up. And that's part of our unity, and it affects a lot of things. It affects intonation, because if the chords aren't lining up at the same time, when we're out of sync on them, then they're late to tune. They're not getting in tune fast enough. If they get in, when they're going by that fast, they may not get in tune at all, because we're on to the next chord before this one ever got fully locked and in tune. So, we got to get to those targets. We got to know where those are. Knowing your part line. You got to think the words in your head, but kind of taking some of that stuff out of the equation, the word part of it, taking that out of the equation, so you can just focus on locking those chords and being together, being a unit, being an ensemble with all those chords lined up. Try one more time for me, just the va va va.
I know.
Okay, well, then don't sing if you're not comfortable.
Make a roar, make a
scream. Great, yeah.
Sorry.
Let's do words there right now. And I just want to switch very quickly to Broadway before they kick me out of here.
Oh.
Well, we're not going to do that, so don't worry about it. There's more of us than there is of them.
Actually, let's go ahead and switch to Broadway. It's a rehearsal technique you can use, taking the words out of the equation, and the va 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 can help you smooth that out, singing through that and lining up those chords. So it's a rehearsal technique. The stress, the pressure, the time frame, and, knowing where you are in the song. I get that. Can we jump to? The chorus of Broadway. Can we jump to the chorus?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, won't you?
Yeah. Oh, won't you give my regards to Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning.
Where are the leads? Where are all my leads?
Normally
they're all sectional.
That's fine. Those of you that are standing, and if you're sitting, maybe you can scoot back from the chair a little bit. I'd like you to get your feet about shoulder width apart. Bend your knees a little bit. Put your hands on your knees. Look straight down at the floor and sing that passage. All four singing, just leave, but just leave staring at the floor.
In the bent arms.
Oh, won't you?
Okay.
Oh, won't you give my regards to
back spasms. Did you feel anything vocally Or did the other parts can answer? Did you hear anything vocally different about?
We got the sound coming back up off the floor. Yeah.
Got the sound coming back off the floor. Did you hear anything different? Muffled or anything?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay.
No.
So the reason I asked you to do that, one of the things I heard was a little bit more freedom in the lead sound. But in this, one of the things I had on this section was because we're doing the slower tempo. And a softer dynamic. It got a little breathy in the sound. Time up. All right.
Buses will leave.
All right. 1 minute. So it got a little breathy. So this is just a way to help engage the mechanism, get the vocal mechanism fully engaged, get the better closure on the vocal folds, so that you can still sing in a softer dynamic, but with tone in the sound instead of just give my regards. Give my regards. So we have more tone through all that sound. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's just another thing you can do, exercise you can do that helps engage that. So thank you very much. Obviously,
thank
we're
you.
Getting kicked out. Great job today.
Okay.
Well.